Well, evidence that climate change is posing a greater risk to the broader economy is putting company directors at greater risk of being taken to court, according to updated legal advice out today. Barrister Noel Hutley SC says it's now obvious that climate change is affecting the economy, and companies could face legal action for not acting on the exposure to investors. The updated warning comes as the World Meteorological Organization released its State of Climate report, saying 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Warnings about climate change exposure are no longer limited to activists or environmental doomsayers. Updated legal advice for the Centre for Policy Development by barristers Noel Hutley SC and Sebastian Hartford Davis should be sending a chill wind through corporate boardrooms about the consequences of paying lip service to climate change.
What Mr. Hutley and Mr. Hartford Davis say in the opinion is that their findings in 2016 apply with even more force today. They say the benchmark is rising for directors on climate risks.
Travers McLeod is the Centre for Policy Development's chief executive. He commissioned the advice to build on growing warnings from regulators, most recently the Reserve Bank, that company directors could end up in court or face heavy fines if they ignore risks to the broader economy and investors who are demanding greater disclosure.
They do say that exposure for company directors is rising probably exponentially with time, and they say those developments constitute a profound and accelerating shift in the way that Australian regulators, firms and the public perceive climate risk and elevate the standard of care that will be required of a reasonable director.
And those significant warnings have come from the Reserve Bank and the prudential regulator APRA. So surely the risks about a changing climate must now be resonating in corporate boardrooms around Australia.
You would hope so, Peter. I mean, since 2016, APRA, ASIC and Deputy Governor Guy Debelle earlier this month have all warned that climate change risks pose significant and escalating risks to the financial system and to Australia's economy. I think what we can say now is that this provides very little wriggle room for directors who wish to ignore the impacts of climate change.
The advice also says regulators now expect much more from companies rather than just a cursory acknowledgement and disclosure of risks, and more importantly, that a court might now see the risk as foreseeable.
What they say in this new opinion, and it's probably best to quote from it, the effect of regulatory and investor intervention is that large-scale firms will be expected to invest seriously to monitor, manage and respond to climate change risks. As time passes, it is increasingly obvious that climate change is and will inevitably affect the economy, and it is increasingly difficult, in our view, for directors of companies of scale to pretend that climate change will not intersect with the interest of their firms.
The updated advice comes as the World Meteorological Organization releases its State of the Climate report, which says 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record.
It's almost like the two-speed economy. You know, there's a broad perception that there is some doubt about climate change, some reticence on behalf of, say, the Australian public to take action. But the reality is quite different.
Professor Mark Howden, Vice Chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says without action, Australia's economy remains exposed.
So the question really is about how do we start to think positively about climate change, using our smarts that we have in Australia, creating new opportunities, but at the same time not sort of kidding ourselves, but this is not a good story for Australia.
Travers McLeod says the warning isn't just for big investors, but for anyone with a superannuation fund.
Exactly. The findings in this updated opinion are relevant not just for company directors, but for fiduciaries and everybody in Australia who's interested in where their life savings are being invested.
Centre for Policy Development Chief Executive Travers McLeod with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.